Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving, Living and Thriving, Living and Thriving with Rusty. Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and I'm Rusty. And one of my best friends, my co-host, who gets to pop in when she has a moment, Amy Breggy is on the line, Master Reiki healer, goddess of all things that are good, and a chicken with her head cut off, according to her day planner today. We're here. We're thriving. I have to tell you, the breeze off the bay is gorgeous. It's probably about 79 degrees. The pups are sleeping very snugly. And Maura Sweeney is going to be joining us any minute. She's going to dial in at 929-477-1165. I have a feeling she's the one who keeps trying to call, but if I hang up, then we don't have a radio show. It's been a miraculous adventure, I have to tell you. You know, there's a lot of healing going on in this house. There is a lot of love. There is a lot of growing. And Amy, I replaced my own hard drive. Me.
Oh,
I've never done anything like that before. And I did it yesterday. And now, guess what? My computer is up and running. Can you believe that? I'm so impressed with myself. I was so scared.
But it feels great, doesn't it, when you do something you once thought you couldn't do, and now you're in this moment of, I just did that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, people laugh at me because I've never mowed my own lawn before. We always had a John Deere. A little drivable thing. So I'd have my glass of wine and I'm cruising across the lawn and, you know, happen to be mowing a lawn, but I'd never done a hand mower. And I was very intimidated by this machine. And I can mow my lawn. I can replace my hard drive. I can download drivers on my computer so that my computer can function. It's mind-boggling what I can do that I never thought I could. How many blocks are there in our lives? You know?
There are so many, and I see a lot of people opening up those blocks like you just did, and, you know, it's, you know, little accomplishments make you feel like, okay, if I can do this, you can do the next thing and the next thing. So, you know, that's, you know, a great lesson for people moving forward. Do something you don't think you can do, and it'll get you out of that rut and make you feel like, you know, you're king of the world.
It's just amazing to me. I never had ever thought that it would be as easy as it was. You know, you go to the local office store or you call your computer company and they want to charge you with $150, $200, $250 to do what I did for the hard drive itself was $96. It was most expensive. But then the software to fix it was $13. Boom.
Right.
You know, and now I don't have to do the software ever again because now I own that. So if I ever have this issue again, I'm $13 ahead. Isn't that amazing?
And I know who to call if I have that issue.
That's right. Just save it for the summertime, girl. Talk to your computer.
Well, you can step me
only.
Through it because I'm sure if you can do it, I can do it.
That's right. That's right. So how has your week been? We're still waiting on Maura to dial in. I think she's struggling to get on. I'm not sure. But how's your week been? What have you done this week? I know it's been crazy for you.
Well, my daughter Lila, as you know, has been casted in a pretty prestigious play around here, and it's taking the holiday stage as well. So, you know, she's had a lot of practices, so it's, you know, more driving time. But, you know, I feel blessed that I can provide that for her because a lot of families can't do that. So instead of feeling if it's more of a burden to me, I'm feeling blessed that I am self-employed, so I'm able to work around her schedule that allows her to have these opportunities. So you know, it's pretty blessed. And then we had, you know, Halloween with all my grandkids. So that was fun. And you know how much I love Halloween. And here in New England, it was, a perfect chilly evening. It wasn't rainy, though, which, you know, from being up here, we've even had snowstorms that have postponed Halloween up here. So it was a nice night. We didn't have to stay in the car because it was raining. I have a friend that does an elaborate haunted house every year, and it's all recycled items from the dump. and it's pretty cool what he does with this stuff and what he puts together. So we went and visited that, and, you know, just I did a fair this weekend for Caring and Sharing on Saturday.
Nice.
Let's see what else. I'm going to be starting a retreat business with my neighbor who is buying a property in Puerto Rico. So that's exciting.
I'm looking forward to hearing how that evolves for sure. Cause I know you wanted to do that for many moons.
It kind of fell in my lap. They have the place and I know all the people to bring. So that, you know,
right. That's
what I'm working on for this winter. So
all that hard work building up your toolbox,
it
and
is.
Here you are possibly going to Puerto Rico, and you know, your favorite radio host. An author, Bestie, right here, would love to come and visit.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
so this weekend.
Say.
Exactly right. Saturday, I'm really excited. I get to speak in Jacksonville, Florida at the Gluten-Free, Allergy-Free Wellness Event. I love, love, love Mickey and what she's done across the country, across the board, advocating for those of us with food allergies. She puts these events together, and, you know, every time I get a chance to attend one, even as a volunteer, it is just a wonderful place to be, because when the little kids come in and they can have whatever they want, you just cry because they don't normally have that opportunity. So, you know, kids are my Achilles heel, so I'm so looking forward to Saturday. We're packing up. We've got doggy sitters, and we're heading out tomorrow night to head up to Jacksonville, Florida. It's going to be super exciting. I hope everybody gets
That's
to come,
awesome.
And I'm looking forward to all the hugs. Yeah, totally thrilled about that.
Now, was that an area that had the hurricane, or I don't know how where it actually
grew. Kind of parallel, but opposite end of the state. So it would be like Portsmouth, Concord, in your perspective.
Because you wonder people with these diet restrictions, diabetes, with celiac, and all these, you know, that potentially food could kill them. And, you know, you're having all this food coming in from services. You know, how do you help people in those disaster areas get the food that they need?
Well, and that's why, I don't know if you remember Terry Weisenhart, we have remained friends all of these years, and she still has her emergency gluten-free kits that she sells. And she will be in Florida somewhere. I don't even remember now. I'll have to look it up. In December, selling her kits. So I actually get to meet her personally. I'm taking a day off to race up to actually finally meet her after 7 years of having this virtual relationship. And she's a beautiful woman, and I can't wait. Her and her sons, they've just been kicking butt trying to get resources for people that need them. Because, you know, during Irma, I don't know if you remember, but when I was in the shelter, there was not anything that was gluten-free. So for 3 days, I had nothing to eat. I did serve over 3,000 chicken fingers twice a day.
But you couldn't eat them.
But I couldn't eat them. No, nothing was safe for me. So, and that was really an eye-opener if there was a major national disaster. You know, there are many people like me, and there are many people that have even more allergies. You know, my other best friend, Mary, her daughter has like 7 allergies. So combating that and trying to stay healthy mentally, emotionally, and physically during disasters, that's something that I think I really want to put a focus on in the future with my own teachings and speaking engagements, because awareness, you know, you never know what you don't know what you don't know until you know. And that's the way it is.
Exactly.
And that's what I love about this show. That's what I love about the show, because I get to bring people in like Maura. What?
Right. Like people like Maura that have these kits and have, you know, you as a resource, and you have other resources that you can guide them to. And that's what you know, what it's all about is, you know, they wouldn't have known unless they heard it with us, you know, spreading the word about getting it out there. So I really admire what she's been doing. And, you know, I'm blessed that I don't have a lot of food allergies. So, but I do have kids that do, and I've experienced a lot of with you, and your struggle with it. And, you know, it's just, you know, I've gotten myself accustomed now to asking new children when they come in my house, are you allergic to anything? When I was younger, I don't remember having to do that, you know. But it's people are more aware now, which is good, because people need to, you know, if there was a walnut, my daughter, you know, it would end up in the hospital. So, you know, she can be around it in the same room. She can't eat it, but people can eat it around her. She's okay.
Right.
There's some that you can't even have it on your breath. And people think that that's over the top, but it's really not.
You don't know what you don't know until you have to walk in those shoes. I am super excited about talking to Maura Sweeney today. I think she's dialed in. I think she's on. She has, you know, really taken charge with what you and I do every week in this excuse me, in the sense of really grasping happiness and being authentic and really offering that as an inspirational piece to just being existing on this planet. Every moment and every breath, I'm in gratitude and appreciation, as most people know my horroring story. It's beautiful to wake up every morning, and I think Maura feels the same way. Are you on? Maura? Penny? Well, somebody's on.
It's Cheryl.
Hello, caller.
Hi.
Cheryl.
It was Cheryl that called in with my book, It Feels Good to Feel Good.
Hi, Cheryl. Maura Sweeney was on today. You, my friend, are not. That's okay.
It's okay.
Nope. Let me find out where you are. This is what happens. Okay, hold on, lovey girl. Your show, and if Maura doesn't tune in, you can have your Cheryl Muse on toxins, right?
Yeah, it's Cheryl Meyer, the health muse.
Cheryl Meyer, I have you, my friend, on January 31st.
Okay.
Oh, no. Yeah, today was Maura Sweeney, but that's okay. She has not dialed in yet, so we might just switch gears.
Well, and your conversation's really interesting to me, because I have 18 food sensitivities that give me inflammation if I eat them. And although I'm on the West Coast, if we had an earthquake, I would be in trouble, and I hadn't even really thought about that.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so Cheryl, introduce yourself one more time. Tell us what you do, who you are, and I apologize, I have not finished your book. You sent me your beautiful book, and it's been good, but I didn't expect you for a while, so I'm a little ill.
Sorry, I don't know how I got so confused, but that's okay.
It's okay.
I wrote a book because 7 years ago, I woke up one morning, and I couldn't get out of bed because everything hurt. And after 4 visits to my doctor, she told me it was in my head, and she wanted to throw steroids at me. And I told her, obviously, it wasn't in my head. Everything in my body hurt. And so I have my own business, which is a jewelry business. I turned it over to my staff, and I started researching. And I figured out that there were some things I could do all by myself that would help me with the pain level that I had. I thought I might have autoimmune disease. And if I eliminated toxins and I lowered my stress, I knew that that would help me. And I ended up eliminating hundreds of toxins. And then I finally found a functional doctor, which is a medical doctor. My doctor graduated from Yale Medical School, but she got sick and couldn't help herself and went back for additional training in functional medicine. And the difference is a conventional doctor tends to look at one part of your body and one symptom, whereas a functional doctor looks at the whole body and tries to find the root cause. And I was lucky that I found her. So between eliminating hundreds of toxins and finding my functional doctor, I don't have pain anymore. 7 years down the road here. 2 years ago, I went back to school to become a coach so that I can help other people understand that they do not have to have a life of pain and pills. And one of the big culprits to my pain were 18 food sensitivities that I had, which we found by running a sensitivity test. A lot of people will try to do an elimination test that would have done me no good because other than two of my 18, none of them are normal culprits. So I was lucky that I had a doctor that understood that that test could help me because eliminating those 18 foods eliminated a big part of my problem right off the bat. But there were other stress was important to lower. I functioned, I thought, better on stress, but running after the tiger 24/7 is not a good idea for your body. I had almost completely depleted my cortisol, and it still remains a little bit of a challenge to keep my cortisol to acceptable levels. And when it's low, I can feel it because I have chronic fatigue and brain fog. So I work on that. I have learned breathing exercises to keep my stress down and to reset my parasympathetic nervous system. But the best part about my book, if you have any kind of chronic illness, is that I not only tell you what the toxins were that I found in my life, but I share with you what I ended up using to replace them that were very low in toxins, so that you don't have to go through all of the trial and error that I went through. You can take a look at what I found and what I replaced it with and at least start there. And if you like that product, then you don't have to keep researching. And if you buy my book, I send you a workbook so that you can write down what the toxins are that you find in your life and when you run out of it, what you will replace it with, because there's no sense in running through your house and throwing everything away. What I have learned is it's all about toxic load. So every toxin you eliminate takes you one step closer to health. And inflammation is impacted by toxins, and inflammation is really the root cause of all of our major diseases. It's not only autoimmune disease, which I did indeed have, but it's also cancer and heart disease and strokes and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and even depression and skin diseases. They all come from the gut, and they are all dramatically impacted by toxins which create inflammation. So that's kind of my story, and what I'm out there trying to get the message out about. I really see I'm about to turn 70, and I want to educate people so that they know that there are alternatives to just taking pharmaceutical drugs, that their body wants to heal them if they put the right building blocks into their bodies and take the wrong building blocks away. So I'm talking organic, educating people on what genetically modified foods really are and how our conventional crops are being heavily sprayed with herbicides and pesticides. And there's a landmark case that just got lost by one of the big herbicide companies where they lost over $250 million because for the first time, the man who sued them got all the records that proved that they've known for 20 years that they've been poisoning us. So that's what I'm out there communicating about. So that's why I wanted to be on your show.
Yay. Well, and you happen to be, I know we're going to be doing this again late January because that's when you're originally scheduled for, but you happen to be talking to two people who are extraordinarily devoted and dedicated to clean living, clean food. My daughter and I don't know how much you know of our personal journey, but we ended up homeless. We ended up, you know, just in a huge mess. And I started to really research and invest my education hours into self-sustainability and organic and bioorganic and hydroponic, because we're trying to buy land to build a self-sustaining house to avoid any kind of future issues.
Right.
And she's 13 years old. And when we moved here to Florida 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago, she came home from school one day and she goes, "Mom, these kids don't know what GMO is. Where did you bring me?" That was sixth grade.
Oh, I mean, most of America doesn't understand what GMO is.
Right, and here she is a sixth grader, and she knows more about GMOs.
I love her.
And so Amy, being a Young Living representative, as well as a master Reiki therapist, as well as a tuning fork, which is just so much fun. I love when she works on me, and very natural in her work as well. You're talking to just two people who will tout your flag in regards to removing toxins, not only physical food toxins, but mental and emotional toxins.
Right. It's all in my book, actually. I talk about the toxins of the mind because they also dramatically impulse your gut and your health. So it's important to deal with all of them, including toxic relationships and toxic lack of exercise, anxiety, toxic lack of sleep, and, of course, stress, which seems to be
block our absorption of our nutrients. So
yes.
If we don't have the proper balance of nutrients, our soil is depleted. So if we're not supplementing, or growing our own, I'd love to do a story on, like, grocery food and, you know, farm food, the difference in the taste and the enzymes and everything that are in the food.
Well,
I
and
call
the herbicides actually block us from absorbing our minerals. They block them from the ground from getting into the plant, and then what little gets into the plant, when it gets into your gut, it creates them right back out.
Yep.
So you don't get them.
And the doctors think, you know, they look at you with, well, not all doctors, but, you know, luckily, it sounds like you found a really good one. My doctor's still in mainstream, but she totally gets me and understands that I understand my own balance and never challenges me about shots or anything like that with my kids. She just knows that I know what I'm doing. And my kids, you know, we've all been very well. I don't get the flu. I don't get colds. I don't get strep throat, you know, and it's because I know how to balance my system.
Now, I have to tell you, my doctor I had for how old is Chloe? She's 13, so 10 years before we came down here, and she was fantastic. I absolutely love her, and, you know, I'm very organic. I would rather do it organic, homeopathic, natural. I have two homeopathic certifications. I would rather go that route first. And if we can't kick its ass that way, then, all right, let's talk about the pharmaceutical stuff. Now, moving down here to Florida after all these years, the worst healthcare system on the planet, I swear
Amen
to God.
Amen to that.
Oh, my God. So
and that's
my
unfortunate because there's so many seniors there.
My doctor decided to argue
about
with
that
me.
Subject.
Yeah, he decided to argue with me, and I looked at him and I said, "I've been doing this for 10 years. This is the most organic, natural, and it works. And you know, this is what's worked. And no, I'm not doing this. It does not work. That's a medication for, you know, anti seizures in the 1930s. Give me a break." And he looked at me very stunned, and he's like, "Not everybody knows themselves as well as you do." And I looked at him and I said, "I've had to advocate for myself for 42 years. And he was just, I guess I was an alien because people don't advocate for themselves. They don't trust their intuition.
One of the things I'm talking to people about is that they need to own their own health and be their own advocate.
Absolutely.
They shouldn't just accept anything that comes out of anybody's mouth. Doctors are taught nothing about nutrition, so they're never going to go there, and their biggest source of information is from their pharmaceutical rep. So what are they going to tell you?
Exactly.
They're going to match the pill to the symptoms. So they have to own their own health. They have to do their own research if they want to be healthy throughout their life.
And the trouble
and
with
larger
the elderly,
than that, for me, larger than that, it's we did not rely on pharmaceuticals or chemicals for thousands. It's just mind-blowing talking to some of these people who don't grasp this concept. For thousands of years, we survived without hospitals, saline bags, pharmacies, and all of that nonsense. We solely survived for thousands of years on homeopathic remedies. Last 150 years, the pharmacy has become quite a big player financially, utilizing this ideology that we have to have these chemicals and these pills.
And I didn't realize our medical schools were started by the pharmaceutical industry. So from the very beginning, at the turn of the last century, that's where medicine began. It was because the pharmaceuticals wanted to create a market for their drugs.
Well, and they profit from our pain. And the elderly, if you've ever met anybody who's 70 and over, most of them in the U.S. Didn't go to a doctor as a child unless you broke something. It was very unusual. It wasn't a commonplace where you have the sniffles and you run into the walk-in clinic. It wasn't like this dependency. We've really developed this dependency where we have 24-hour walk-in clinics now and emergency care and all of that stuff when we didn't need it. And to me, that's really mind-blowing because they're just taking advantage, I think, of our insecurities and our fears.
That's the biggest
issue.
And unfortunately, it's what our doctors know. I'm not saying doctors aren't important, but it's what they know, which is why you have to own your
own health. That's what they're taught.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So talk to us a little bit, Cheryl, about what really pushed you to write this book. It's a beautiful book.
Thank you.
So what pushed you
I decided that I wasn't going to retire. What I really wanted to do was help other people because when I started my journey when I was sick, I had no idea what I was looking for. So I wanted to get the information that I had found out there. And I went to coaching school to get certified so I'd have some credibility talking about this. And at the end of the program, which was virtual, it was a year program, they offered a write your own book course. And when I was sick, and I will always have autoimmune disease. I just no longer have pain. But when I was researching, I set up file folders on my computer, and every article that was important to me regaining my health, I filed away by topic. So when they offered a write your own book class, I had a book waiting to be written. And I started writing the book in November of 2016, and I finished writing the words of the book in January. And then all I had to do is do the editing and the formatting and the table of contents and the resource. I have a huge resource section at the end of my book of people that I follow because this stuff is changing all the time and they're learning new things. So I want to keep up with what's going on so that I can get out the best and most current and accurate information. So that's where the book came from. And it's been an excellent platform for me to get out because there's a credibility that comes from the book. But there's also so much juicy information in that book that would help anybody. And stuff like 53% of our children have some kind of chronic illness because they're born with a healthy toxic load right from the beginning because it's coming through the mother. And so that's where all the allergies are coming from. We are starting off with a much greater toxic load than most people of my generation started off with. My toxic load ends up actually did start when I was born because I was born in Pittsburgh. And my joke was always that I was born allergic to Pittsburgh. And it ends up that it wasn't far from true. My dad got me out of there when I was 4 because he didn't think I'd survive. And I actually remember them oiling the streets to keep the coal dust and the steel dust down. Well, one of the things we discovered that I was loaded with was heavy toxic metals. And that goes all the way back to when I was young. My parents had grown up there, so I got a healthy dose from both of them, and then I got a healthy dose from the beginning of my life there. And I have something genetic in my body that doesn't detox. I have something called the MTHFR gene. So what goes in my body stays in my body. So I've learned how to detox all of this stuff back out of me, but I'm doing it in a natural way. At the moment, I'm detoxing. I will drink the green drink that I'm drinking to detox for the rest of my life, because it makes me feel great, and it has grabbed the metals and the mold that was in my body and taken it back out. And it's spinach and parsley and cilantro and ginger and lemon and orange and cucumber. And I do it in my Vitamix so that I get the fiber. I can almost feel it going through my veins and my body because it gives me energy. And it's doing what it needs to do in this body that doesn't want to release the toxins. So it's a win-win all the way around.
I have a girlfriend here in Florida who has heavy metals in her blood. And she won't do anything with air conditioning. She refuses to have anything to do with air conditioning because she feels that the air conditioning prevents her from sweating all of the toxins out. And she's vegan. She does the whole – she really changed her whole life. It was pretty amazing. The raw food diet, just
right.
to really try to correct any of that.
Well, and what I've discovered is they were lodged in my bones and my fat. So I got rid of them in the beginning, but they're starting to leach out again, so they're back. So that's why I probably will drink this green drink for the rest of my life to get them out. As they come out, I want to get them out.
What do you think that they'll, do you think that we'll ever be able to reverse the damage that we've done environmentally and genetically? I think the toxins that we've
Unfortunately, it's getting worse. We're going the wrong direction.
I agree.
But there are little glimmers of hope. In the back of the book, my call to action is become an army of one with me, because our government is not going to protect us. I got really angry when I started researching, because they're allowing all of this to happen. And even European countries
right.
are not allowing this to happen. But if we all join together, the Institute for Responsible Technology believes it's only going to take a 5% shift for big business to notice that we're not there with them. And when I started looking for products 7 years ago, it was really hard to replace some of the heavy toxic products in my life. Now there are choices. So it is beginning to happen. Big Food is starting to recognize in little ways that they need to change. But I don't think I'm going to see it in my lifetime. And I find that frightening, because I think we're going the wrong direction. We have less regulation instead of more. And so we're getting more and more poison. So it's got to be an individual decision to stay away as much as possible from that stuff to protect yourself and your family. And people are always saying to me, but organic is so expensive. And my comment is always, have you priced out how much cancer costs lately? It's either do it now or do it later. The price is going to hit you either way. So why wouldn't you want to stay healthy and live a healthy life right to the very end? And organic is important, but it's not just food. There are toxins everywhere in our life. I was using a very expensive French cosmetic that was a 9 on EWG's 10-point scale in terms of toxicity. I was appalled. Our skin is our largest organ. So what I put on my skin now is a very conscious decision. And for anybody who doesn't know about EWG, the Environmental Working Group, they have a massive database where you can look up everything in your life and discover how toxic it is. And if it's not there by brand, you can look up the ingredients. It's just not exactly user-friendly to get in there, which is why I decided that my book would have a huge benefit if I would share with you what I finally chose to do. But it's everything. It was all of my cosmetics. I don't use any petroleum jelly products anymore. I found a comparable line that uses avocado oil instead. I use a cleaning solution that's plant enzymes. That's a 1 on the EWG, and it cleans better than any cleaning toxic thing I ever did. I don't use any kind of synthetic fragrance anymore. I use essential oils, like your Young Living friend that's on the line with us.
Yes.
I am very careful what I cook in. I use stainless steel so that I really had a hard time giving up that Teflon pan. And then I read that it wasn't just that I was getting little flicks of Teflon in my body that were poisoning me, but they were letting off gases every time I was cooking with it. that were poisoning me. And then I found an article how there are no birds in the area where Teflon is made because they've all died from the fumes. So all of that has changed. How I store my food has changed. I use only glass containers with silicone lids. I no longer drink anything that's in plastic. I put a full filter system on my house so that I don't get toxins through my skin when I'm in the shower, and I certainly don't drink it anymore. And I bought stainless steel bottles that I take with me when I'm not home. And we've been traveling back and forth between Sedona and Los Angeles. We have big jugs that we take our own water in. We would not buy a plastic bottle of water anymore. And you need to know what's in your water. You can get a report from your water company because there's all, you know, you think Flint, Michigan is the only city in America that has a problem with their water. That is not true. It is the far extreme of the problem. But there's all kinds of yucky stuff in our water that we're drinking and we're bathing in every day. So you need a filter to take that stuff out so that you're not getting a healthy dose of it. And each decision that you make is one step closer to health because it's toxic load that puts you over the top.
I've also noticed that a water supply here, we've done the same thing that you have done. We've put in a filter for the entire home. But why I decided to do that is my animals were sick. Every time they would drink from the faucet, if we didn't give them, you know, filtered water or bottled water, which I've stopped buying bottled water, they would literally throw up. And it was a chronic problem, and I stopped giving them water from the faucet unless it was filtered. And so now everything's filtered, and they're fine. They don't throw up anymore.
I did not connect the dots that the same problems I was having in my body, my fur babies were having. So I've always had cats. I had three. My last two made it to 22 and 24. These guys died at 12, 14, and 16. And it's because their food is also loaded with GMOs.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had connected the dots sooner. Maybe I could have saved them because it broke my heart that they died so early. So that's also something that I'm talking about.
And it broke my heart. I only had her 2 years, and she was very healthy. She had just gone to the vet, and she just bled out. And they said that, you know, it was probably her adrenals first, which means stress on the body, because, you know, but there's no signs. She was acting fine until 3 days before she passed.
Right.
And
So
I started seeing some similar things that were happening, which was the throwing up and the loss of hair, and researched it. And that's what I did is they only get filtered water, and we bring our own water when we bring them anywhere.
And you have to be careful what food you're feeding.
Yeah, I'm making my own now for her.
Yeah. Well, and if you walk your dog, they're walking on lawns that are sprayed with glyphosate, which is the stuff that they just got all the backup for, that the guy won the $250 million or almost $300 million for, because glyphosate is giving us cancer. And yet it's being sprayed on all of our public places. It's being heavily sprayed on all of our conventional food. Our wheat is being drenched in glyphosate, and then it's not washed off. So all of your bread, you know, I have discovered that I did not have a gluten problem. I thought I did. I had a glyphosate problem. If I stick to organic bread that doesn't have all of the additional vitamins and fortified stuff in it, I can eat it and not have a problem. But if I eat any conventional bread, it's loaded with all the herbicides and pesticides. And then they fortify it with all these synthetic vitamins, which are not good for the body. So it's a whole different way of living, but it's perfectly doable. You just plan ahead. And I took all of my sensitivities.
I'll just tell you this. It's much different in Europe.
Okay.
I am so much safer in Europe than I am in my own country. Food-wise, they don't have the tolerance or the desire to have such processed yucky stuff. in their makeup, in their foods, and in their way of living. And it's really sad that our country is so, what's the word I'm looking for? Capitalistic, and not
right. It's all about
more
the
realistic. Yeah.
Even the same food products that are sold here are different when they're sold in Europe, because Europe doesn't allow a lot of those ingredients. And so if it's a processed food that we're eating here and you buy it there, it is not the same formula. So if they can do it for them, why the heck can't they do it for us?
Because people have to line their pockets here and not care about the other people. But that's a whole entirely different show. If I get started on that,
right,
we'll be back all day.
I know. Yeah,
get me started.
My Achilles heel.
I'm swinging back here.
I'm seeing red.
But I was going to share.
Coming.
I took the 18 food sensitivities that I have, and I put them on a business card. And I put my picture on the business card. So if I go to a restaurant, I've probably called ahead to make sure they can feed me in the first place around my idiosyncrasies.
Right.
But I give it to the waiter, and I say, they know I'm coming. Go find out what you can feed me, because I cannot eat any of these things. They make me sick. And I put my picture on it so he can find me when he comes back and not forget who gave him
That's
the card.
Brilliant.
That's brilliant.
And when we went to Europe, I had it done in French. And the people we were traveling with said, the French aren't going to pay attention to the fact that you have this weird list. So the first time I pulled it out, he came over, he patted me on the shoulder and said, I am so sorry, I will make you something fabulous. And I ate better than the other people that we were traveling with, because they made me something fresh that was garden fresh, that was wild-caught fish or was pastured meat. And I ate like a queen over there. They were more than willing to help
me. They're great. They're so genuine about it, too, because that's their life. That's their lifestyle. They're raised to believe in a very different way of living. And our fast food, drive-by, American cheese, processed crap, our kids get inundated with that, with TV and these Lunchable things they bring to school, and their kids don't. They don't have that influence.
Right.
So.
Right.
So give us a list.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yep. Give us a list of the allergies that you have.
Well, some of them are unusual. I'm allergic to a lot of herbs. So I'm allergic to basil and mint and fennel and sage and mustard. So those are a little tricky to eat around. The two common ones I'm allergic to are dairy, although I can have ghee because it's the casein and the whey that I'm sensitive to. Sensitivity is a little bit different than an allergy.
Yeah, I use ghee a lot, too.
And soy. I can't have soy. Never liked it anyway, so I don't mind not that. But soy is in everything. Soy lectin is everything, and 95% of soy is genetically modified, which I'm happy to discuss if anybody wants to know what genetically modified actually truly means, because there's a lot of misinformation out there about it. And then chicken. I am sensitive to chicken. I used to eat so much chicken, I thought I was going to cluck. But that was one of the things that went through my leaky gut when it started, because I ate so much of it, and my immune system started to attack it because the particle was too large and my immune system couldn't identify it. And I probably will never be able to eat chicken again as a result. And I will admit I miss chicken, but I do eat meat. I eat only pastured meat, only grass-fed, grass-finished beef, only heritage pastured pork. And lambs are pretty easy because they like grass. So that's where I make up for that. I do eat eggs, but I only eat pastured eggs. And, you know, it's not only the chemicals that are in our meats that we want to avoid, but conventional animals are treated so poorly. If you have an adrenal issue like I do, I certainly don't need their stress hormones in my food. I got plenty of my own. So staying away from conventional meats helps me keep my own balance with my own hormones more easily than if I was eating all that stuff.
We're at the ending of the show. We're kind of winding down, and I'm going to have to make some changes to this episode so that people can contact you. Can you give us your contact information? And
of course.
That would be awesome.
Okay. My website is Cheryl with a C, CHERYLM, Health Muse, MUSE.com. And I have tons of great free information on my website because I really want to educate everybody. You can email me at Cheryl@CherylMHealthMuse.com. You can buy my book from my website, or you can buy my book from Amazon, and it's called It Feels Good to Feel Good, How to Eliminate Toxins, Reverse Inflammation, and Feel Great Again. There's a whole section on my website called Free Stuff, because I've done 7 summits in the last year, and you always do some free giveaway. And I decided I've done the work. I'm going to give it to anybody who wants to download it. So, and I did a free virtual class through a group I belong to called Wellness Universe. You can go to the free class, which is an hour about where the biggest deceptions are that we've been trained to believe that are not true, and where the worst poisons are in our life. And then I give you 12 things that would make an immediate difference in your health in my class. So you'll find all kinds of information there. There's a blog about how to reduce your stress. There's a blog about how to get a full 7 hours of sleep and why it's so important. And 20 signs that you're not as healthy as you think you are. I think we're running around the world not realizing that we don't feel good because we don't stop long enough to tune into the fact that our body's complaining. I missed all the signs, and I find people all the time that are suffering with inflammation and they don't recognize it. So you can get all that information from my website.
That is awesome, Cheryl. Thank you so much for coming on today. We are really grateful for
I'm
you and your work.
I'm sorry that I called on the wrong day, but thank you for having me.
It's always nice to be 2 months early. But universal alignment is what it is because our other guest did not make it to the show. So, hey, it worked out. let's talk. Go ahead. Amy?
No, I was agreeing that it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, so it always does. So, Cheryl, give us kind of a 4-minute idea of how to work on your cortisol, your adrenal glands. I know for me personally, that's something that I'm really focused on because I've been in fight or flight for 5 years. Long story. Everybody else knows about it. We'll catch up later. But
okay.
I am curious as to what the best methods are for your cortisol
issues. You need to reset your parasympathetic nervous system, and I do 2 things to do that. Dr. Andrew Weil does a 4-7-8 breathing exercise, and you can actually Google it and watch him doing it. I am in Los Angeles, so when I travel to my functional doctor, she's an hour away, and I do that breathing exercise on the way out there because my blood pressure was sky high if I wasn't doing it, and I have the best pulse and the best blood pressure of any of her patients because I use that. So it works. So that lowers my stress dramatically. And then the other thing I doubt you've heard of, it's called a belly button wand. And if you Google it, you can also find a whole website that explains it and has a video as to how to use it. But the theory is your belly button was your beginning of life. And so if you put your belly button wand into your belly button, not only can you massage all your organs, but by doing that, it impacts your parasympathetic nervous system and dramatically lowers your stress. And there's a professor of neurology at UCLA that has done all the brainwave studies on it, because in the beginning he thought this is never going to work. But he now is a huge supporter of this tool because he has seen the result of how it lowers that parasympathetic nervous system that causes our bodies to not function properly. And then there were easy fixes for my cortisol, which my conventional doctor would never have done. My functional doctor had me buy something called a DHEA spray from Amazon, and I sprayed it under my tongue twice a day. And it ends up that when your cortisol is low, you probably have also depleted all your DHEA, which is another hormone. And DHEA goes and fills up and creates cortisol. So by filling up my DHEA, my cortisol came back to normal. And that was such an easy thing to do that my conventional doctor had no idea about. But I will tell you, conventional doctors don't think you have a problem unless you have Addison's disease. So her attitude was, yeah, you're low, but what's to do? My functional doctor looked at it and said, you've got to be exhausted. And I was.
The DHEA.
DHEA.
Right. Now, if I remember correctly, there is a good product and there is a bad product. How do you discern which of the hormones is the good one?
Well, I got the one that she recommended, so I'd have to look that up.
Yeah,
I didn't
I would
look
be
at any
cautious.
Other product. And then
yeah,
there's
the
one
DHEA
other thing that I take
market,
now.
There's...
I take Rodelia, which is also helping me maintain a normal cortisol level. It's an ancient Ayurvedic remedy, and it's working for me.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
All right. So definitely we are not doctors here at Living and Thriving. We are just curious creatures trying
I'm
to make our own way in this world and what works for us personally. So definitely research. I know that it's important to know what goes in your body because it does come out whether you want it to or not. And as a celiac, I will tell you that wheat is in everything. Not weed as in you smoke it, wheat. As in, it's in everything. It's in laundry detergent, shampoo, lotion, lipstick, you name it, you'll find it. And as with
and
other
your body
food
will react
allergies,
to it.
Oh, my body, oh, believe me, it's horrifying. Stephen King wouldn't even write about how my body would react. but I know for other people, you know, it's mind-boggling to see how polluted our products are. And I just hope that if you get anything out of today's show, you know, reach out, find out, research, and put as clean of a product on your body as you can and in your body so that you live longer and you can enjoy life without having kidney failures and cancers and esophagus issues and leaky guts. My God, that's painful. Amy, you can pipe in. I'm sure you have a list of things as well.
Of a list of, well, I can attest to what she was saying about, you know, going through your home and ridding yourselves of products. I, too, had to get rid of a lot of body products. I had to get rid of a lot of cleaning products and all of this and educate people. Like, I clean a dance studio, and luckily, you know, she was open to listening to me, and we got products that don't even use any cleaning. It uses colloidal silver. And so there's a lot of products out there that we can utilize. And, you know, we're, you know, me, you, and Cheryl are all great resources for people. You know, you don't have to go out and do all that research. We've already done it. So reach out to one of us and let us help you find what you're looking for.
Absolutely. We are definitely here. Cheryl, this is your cute. Tell us where to find you one more time, and then we're going to say goodbye, adieu, and we'll talk to you back in January.
Okay, I'd love to come back. Thank you. Cheryl with a C, C-H-E-R-Y-L-M for Meyer, which is my last name, Cheryl M. Health Muse, M-U-S-E, because I want to inspire you to be healthy, .com. And then you can find me at Cheryl at CherylMHealthMuse.com. And you can find a wealth of information on my website. So please do go there and learn. And if you have questions, write to me. And if you buy my book, write to me. I'll send you a workbook to keep track of what you find toxic in your life so that when you run out of the old dirty, nasty product, you know exactly where to find information on what the new product is you should replace it with.
Perfect.
Yay. High five. High five, Cheryl. Thank you for all that you do and all that you've given us to think about today and work towards and aspire to be healthier. Mind, body, and soul.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Even on the wrong day. Thank you.
That's okay. We're good.
Have a great day.
All right. Love it, girl. You as well. Amy, how amazing is it that, you know, we get to do this every week? We get to meet amazing people. We get to talk to individuals that want to take their storm that they've gone through and share with other people to help them make their storm a little easier. I my soul feels so good every single show.
Yeah, and that's why we put this together a number of years back, and that was to share what we've learned. Like, you're sharing about what you learned and, you know, in your battle with celiac. And look where we are just a few years later, talking about all the advances that have been made, and, you know, that we're just that information highway where people can reach out to us. And they don't have to spend 3 years researching. We've done all that. Cheryl's has a great resource for people right at their fingertips in her book. So it's such a blessing to be able to share and care for everyone and learn as we go together.
It's beautiful. It's remarkable that we have a platform to be able to do this. I get so giddy about it. I can't wait. I cannot wait for next week. Let me see who's on next week. Dun, dun, dun. Let the drums roll. All right. Dun, dun, dun. I'm booking March and April already. It's crazy, girl. Next week is Jenny Mannion. Hopefully I'm pronouncing her name right. Jenny Mannion. She's a healer, mentor, survivor. She is also an intuitive. So that's going to be really exciting to talk to her.
Right up my alley.
And find that. I know. Find out what makes her spark and glitter and motivate her to get up every day to do it all over again. What a grateful thing, huh?
I am excited to see about and read about her. So I will do my homework and look forward to having her as a guest next week.
Absolutely. And I'm excited about Saturday. So if you are in Jacksonville, Florida, or anywhere near, please come and stop by and see me at the gluten-free, allergy-free wellness event. I'm so excited. I'm not going to eat for the next 2 days because I know I'm going to be pigging out on Saturday. All the good gluten-free and allergy-free foods. It's like, you know, food-o going to happen.
That's the rest of the
Willy
Wonka. Half,
that's my Willy Wonka, baby. 4.5-hour drive, but we're going to do it. I'm going to get out of work and, boom, hit the road, Jack. So exciting. Mm-hmm. And what are you doing this weekend? Anything delicious?
This weekend's kind of slow. I think I'm going to go visit some a friend of mine who is going through chemo for breast cancer. She's actually, today is her birthday. So I'm going to go visit her this weekend, I think. And if she's listening, I'll be by to see you, Al. And if not, I'm going to try to see my sister. I haven't seen her in a little bit. So I've been really busy, but, you know, good busy and getting into the holidays. So I've been busy doing fairs. So I'm glad to have a bit of a weekend off. So heading to the Salt Cave tonight to relax and rejuvenate. So I'm grateful for that.
Yay. Self-love, self-care, and healing and growing and living and thriving, mind, body, and soul. That's what we're about here. And I want to give a shout-out to everybody who has joined us for this adventure, and lots of love and lots of just beauty. Stand your ground, hold your ground, stay away from negative people. And if you happen to, you know, run across one, just hold your ground and stay in your light and stay in your peace so that you don't absorb it through your mind, body, and soul, because we don't want anybody else sick. We need happy people that are encouraging other people to keep going forward. That's what we're about here. We are wrapping up. Mm-hmm. I love you all. Amy, I miss you. I love you. And I hope to see you soon.
Hopefully this
winter.
And
we're living and thriving. I know. I'm excited. All right. I love you.
Have fun.
I'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Oh, yeah, big time, girl. Shoot. See, talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.